20 minutes past 7 on 3AW Breakfast. You're with Kate and Stephen filling in for Ross and John this week. Well, you would have thought things are going all right, Kate. I mean, that we had another mini mining boom at the moment and people seem to be out there spending.
House prices are heading back up.
Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe has paved the way for another historic cut in the official interest rate next week to combat a surprise economic slowdown, while urging the nation's businesses to use the abundance of cheap money to expand and hire more staff and hopefully spend some money on infrastructure. To explain all this, Paul Bloxham is the chief economist at HSBC. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
So, all the experts seem to be scratching their head a little bit. What is going on? Has it all got to do with wages growth?
Well, there's two things, really. So locally, we have got quite sluggish wages growth, and that means that there isn't much household income growth, and in turn, consumers are therefore spending less. So consumer spending has slowed down, the retail sector's been challenged, and that's the local concern. That's what's been weighing on local growth. But also, of course, we've got a global story. Global growth is slowing down too, and central banks, other central banks around the world, have been cutting their interest rates. And so part of the challenge for the RBA is that if other central banks are cutting their interest rates, if they don't follow suit and do the same thing, then it tends to put upward pressure on the Australian dollar. And that tends to slow growth and lower inflation as well. So those two things are the main things that are set to drive the RBA to cut further.
And Paul, if the RBA does something like another 0.25% interest rate, what does that mean for us anyway? I mean, the banks don't have to pass it on. How likely are they to pass on all or some of that?
Well, when they cut their cash rate in June and July, they cut it by 50 basis points. We know that about 45 basis points of that was actually passed through to mortgage rates. So the large majority of it did get through to the household sector. So we'll have to watch and see what happens when the RBA does deliver. But in the recent ones, we have seen pass through.
So if we get down to 0.75 of 1%, Paul, that doesn't give us much wriggle room at all.
No, it doesn't.
What does it all mean?
So the RBA is getting close to their lower nominal bound, the point at which they won't be able to cut the cash rate much further, and they have said they're not likely to ever to take it negative. So it means that the RBA would have to start looking at other sets of tools, things like quantitative easing, bond buying, if they needed to provide more support. The governor told us last night that he thought that that was unlikely, and the RBA has actively said it would be better if there was fiscal support, government spending to support the economy. But of course it is uncharted waters, yes.
What will it take to get wages up? I mean, if part of the problem, and a big part of the problem, is that we're not earning enough or we're not getting more money in order to spend more, what does it take to get wages growth going?
Well, this is the big challenge. Wages growth has been sluggish for quite some time. Across the world, we've got wages that's quite sluggish as well. So it's a global story. The RBA's plan is to keep trying to get employment growth to pick up and get the unemployment rate to fall and for that to start to drive a pick up in wages growth. It might take a while, but we are moving slowly in the right direction.
Paul, appreciate your time. Thank you. Paul Bloxham, Chief Economist at HSBC.